Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Trucks! They're everywhere! Trucks with four doors, trucks with extended cabs, trucks with dualies, trucks with single tires, trucks! Electric trucks, gas trucks, diesel trucks. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Thank you. I appreciate you stopping everything in your Auto World life to join me in my Auto World life here this week on Auto World, which is a show, folks, if you've just tuned in and first-time listeners. And for you charter members, it's been around for many years, since 1992. Thank you. Auto World. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. And today, here on Auto World, I'm so excited. I'm not sitting on a 55-gallon barrel of lemon drops anymore for my lubing my throat, which feels really good, you know, not to have sticky buns anymore. Even though those sticky bun cinnamon rolls are really good. Had some this morning. There goes my, you know, like they say, a moment on the lips and 10 years on the hips. Anyway, hey, this is Auto World, not a cinnamon bun show. Good to have you along. Again, I'm Mark Evans. Been in the automotive auto world for 40. Oh, my gosh. It's now going to turn over to 45-plus years. And it's been the ups and the downs, the sideways, all the fun stuff and all the good stuff and all the challenges and everything that we all run into, of course, in the automotive world. We all are in the auto world because you hopefully are, you know, you're probably, you know, driving a truck or a car or a vehicle of some sort during the week and to get you to and from, even if you're retired, you know, you're not having to drive to work. And even if you are from COVID sitting at home in your home office, you still, you got to go eat. You got to go get to the grocery store. So I know that a few of you have had some challenges this last week with some problems, and you've emailed me, and I do appreciate that. I make a goal to get to all your emails each and every week here on Auto World throughout the week, and as I keep promoting it here on Auto World each and every week for 3 hours. Auto World is a 3-hour show each week, and good morning to you folks that are listening in the morning, and good afternoon, and the folks in the afternoon listening, and good evening to the folks listening to us in the evening. We're on a lot of, very proud to say we're on a lot of great affiliate radio stations throughout the globe that we're on, the earth that we're on, the planet that we're on, the auto world that we're on, as the picture shows you on our autoworldmedia.com website. It's a picture of our globe and Auto World on top, and those two words, Auto World. So with that, today here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's all about trucks this week. Why? Well, because you know what? 'Tis the season. Gifts are getting delivered in what? Your truck. And in fact, they're also getting delivered in vans and all, but it's trucks. It's truck week right here on Auto World. We are going to have some fun with the word trucks. I have got, well, let's just get right to it. And before we do get to what we're happening here on Auto World this week, it's all about trucks. So, and you're going to find a lot of things about trucks that you've probably never heard about. I've got a lot of great, the crew's put together some great, great fun, entertainment, and some facts, some tips and all that's sitting in the hubcap right there, right to the left of me. Don't hand it to me yet. Yes, we do have the email bag to the left of me, too. Everything's to the left of me because basically in the studio here, I have a lot of my own, in fact, my own computer, all the electronics and the board and all that, the digitonist, we call it. Oh, yeah. Of course, our executive producer here, Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good when you call in. And that number here on Auto World hasn't changed for many, many years. Since 1992, actually, 855 1-800-660-4261. My email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And also, please, you can message me on Facebook. I have no problem with that. Definitely. My Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over. Take a look. In fact, friend me. A lot of you have been friending me. A lot of you, and I do appreciate that. Now, you know, let's be friends and all, and that's what it's all about. I will not overwhelm you. I love, hey, thanks for following me, by the way. And I won't overwhelm you to the point of, with information and all, because this is live. Auto World is live each and every week. It's talk radio, and that means that it's interactive with you. And so you can interact with me on Facebook Messenger, of course. You're all welcome to go over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. So, as we start the each and every hour here on Auto World, Axelrod Alex has prepared some fun stuff for us, and we've got one right up here right at the start of the hour. So with that said, let's do it.
Need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40-some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't tore up. Ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt. Worth every dime I spent. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite song. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hood that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck.
What kind of truck are you thinking about, folks? There's going to be a lot of them right here on Auto World today. Thought I'd share that with you because a lot of you are looking maybe for a new truck and or maybe a new used truck for yourself. And we are going to go right into the nuts and the bolts of the oil pan of the trucks this week here on Auto World. Not only that, but here the first hour, we've got the Motor Trend Truck of the Year we're going to share with you. Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'm going to throw in the vehicle of the year. Why not? Why not? But it's all about trucks. And also, next year, another pickup truck is coming your way. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And someone on the first hour now, someone, a car/truck manufacturer, is going to unveil, that's right, another truck to compete with the Lightning F-150 Ford. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, throughout each and every hour of Auto World, for first hour, second hour, and third hour is all different. And throughout each and every hour, I have for you the list. Oh, yes, the list you've been waiting for. The 2022 EV truck list. So we're going to break this up. There's actually, I got information about 10. But we're going to add one more in there. That's a total of 11. And so we're going to divide that up and give you a, we're going to start. And there's no, good or bad, sideways or good or bad, whatever. Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm going to start at 10. We're going to throw the 11th one in on the third hour of Auto World, which is going to knock literally not only your hubcaps off your vehicle. What? You don't have any hubcaps on your vehicle? Okay, we're going to blow the wheels right off that bad boy. You're not going to believe. And this is going to come to you the third hour. But each hour, we're going to give you a little bit of the list of the 2022 EV trucks that are available in 2022, which is, of course, as you know, knocking out the door. And now the second hour here, give you a little touch and taste and tease. Why not? The history of the trucks coming to you the second hour. And really, how far can you really tow with an electric truck? We're doing it. We're going into the nuts and the bolts of the oil pan, folks. We're going to take a short little break, our first break of the first hour. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Proud to be here. See you in just a few seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, his leg was fried, his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and his face dropped there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance is the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed in the side of the feed store. Downtown Pagosa Springs.
You got to be careful. You're driving down the road counting those telephone poles. You know, one thing about that, especially this time of year, folks, wiper blades. You know, they had their wiper blades probably good to go there on that little trip. And with that said, I got a little trivia for you about wiper blades. In 1993, Libby Owens Ford develops a transmitter and a sensor that detects rain on a car's windshield and automatically turns the wipers on. That was back in 1993. That doesn't seem too far long ago. I mean, it's just right around the corner, that 1993. And I have them on one of my automobiles. And, you know, it's kind of nice. I'd never touch the wiper switch at all. And that makes me able to count all the telephone poles. Hey, good to have you back. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here. Today on Auto World, it's all about trucks. So if you have a question about your truck, noise about your truck, smell about your truck, what is a good truck? When should I buy that truck? In fact, why don't I just say this right now? They stated here, not this last week, that we are all going to probably more than likely get some good buys on some 2022 trucks, the brand new ones. And I've pointed this out to us before, of course, is because of the chip shortage and all, and these trucks are parked in fields, folks. Ford, of course, the Ram, Chevys have just got them parked in fields because they have not been able to get the chips in order to get them to run correctly in order to get the right fuel economy management. They don't want to sell them to you with the engine light on. So in 2022, and of course the start of 2023, which is 2022 is knocking at the door, of course, they're stating that, in fact, yes, hold off. You're going to get better buys. They got to get them gone. And yes, they'll have the right chips in these trucks, and that when they get the right chips in them, they'll run correctly, and you'll have a great chip in your truck. Also, coming up in January here in Auto World, we're going to the belly of the beast, and he's really not a beast, but I've got a great interview set up for you that we're going to be talking to a gentleman. I don't want to, you know, let the piston out of the engine yet, but we've got a great interview that. We're going into the belly of the beast and find out what this metal's all about chips. Where they get in the metal? Are they getting the metal? I mean, we're going undercover, folks. And you're going to find out some information. And that interview's coming to you in January, so stay tuned here as we get closer. Well, I just want to make sure that you understand right at the top of the hour here that, yeah, we got interviews coming your way come January. Some very unique ones, undercover interviews. Here, coming up on the second hour of Auto World, real quick, too, emails throughout each and every hour. We're going to go into the email bag from Eddie, the engine emailer, sitting to the left of me. He's hanging onto that Santa bag. Looks like a Santa bag, actually, but it's an email bag. He's gathered up all your emails through this last week, which we've received quite a few. I've actually looked at this, and I'm not bragging, but I'm very proud. Thank you to all of you. About six a day. That's good that I've helped you with. I don't know how many calls I've made, but that's just 6 emails plus a lot of live calls. And thank you. I ask and you deliver, and that's what it's all about. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you ever have any concerns, and I help you consult. I've done a lot of consulting here this last 2 weeks with your automotive repair shops. What I'm talking about here is there's no cost to you. I don't never ask for any money at all. It's just basically a financial advice for you. I'm trying to save you money, kind of like an appraiser, an adjuster in the automotive sense, that when you don't understand the lingo, the mechanical jargon from the shop, well, I can help with that, and I'm willing to help you with that. You might not understand why the bill's so much. And like I've always said, a little Auto World tip, always ask the shop to get the cell phone camera out and take a photo of the area that they are telling you with their words on the telephone or through texting, what it looks like. And, you know, like they say, a picture's worth 1,000 words. And maybe that's the reason why I'm not behind a TV camera right now while you're watching me behind the mic. Anyway, so if you need help with consulting and all, please do email me and let me know the name of the shop, the service manager, the person's name, whatever, and they can call me too at any time or email me. They can email me and then we'll connect with the phone. And that email, again, and Facebook, message me, please do. Mark Evans is my address. Head on over and take a look. We're going to be talking a little bit about also the truth behind the second hour. We're going to be talking about how far really can you tow with an electric EV truck. I mean, we've talked about this before about the range and all, but we're going down to the nuts and the bolts, the truth about what's in the oil pan on these EV trucks. Because I have some great information concerning what Motor Trend did. That's right, Motor Trend. They did it. Coming next year also, I'm very proud to say, we're going to have new car test drive reports. I'll be in some new cars. I'm going to get down to the nuts and the bolts of the oil pans on these new cars, and you're going to hear the truth. You might not like to hear the truth, but that's what I talk about, is the truth behind new cars. Brand new cars coming your way right here on Auto World. So that'll be fun, too. And history of the trucks coming the second hour, the third hour. I got to start at the bottom of the program on the third hour. We've always got the Word with Mark at the end of the third program. That's right. And I'm also going to share with you the first of the first on the third hour, and it's all about trucks, so stay tuned. So let's get to the first hour, and why not kick it off with an email? Woo! Let's go to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, he says, we got to go break. Yes, we're going to a break. When we come back, I'm going to dig deep into the email bag and help you with your email. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Millions of people expected to hit the roads and the skies over the coming days between the Christmas and New Year's holidays. AAA saying nearly 110 million people expected to travel, mostly on the roads. 6 million by air. Overall travel predicted to be up 34% from last year. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on NBC's Meet the Press talking about the danger of some of those holiday get-togethers.
When you travel, there is always a risk of increased infection. That just goes with respiratory illnesses.
However, he says people can still do so safely.
If you're vaccinated and you're boosted and you take care when you go into congregate settings like airports to make sure you continually wear your mask, you should be okay.
Overall travel expected to be near pre-pandemic levels. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Feels so good to have some nice radio all-season tires on my truck. Yeah. Four-door dually, diesel, black smoke coming out of the tailpipe, sulfur smelling. Hey, hi, everybody, and welcome in to Auto World, into the Greasy Garage. Thanks for riding along shotgun with me this week. I'm Mark Evans, your host, talking about trucks. Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. Who decided out there, raise your hand, that trucks would be your favorite type of ride? Oh, look at the hands going up. Fourth row, why aren't you raising your hand on the fourth row? We got six rows, we got them all lit up here with the arms up except the fourth row. They're all car people. Okay, we're gonna get you folks into some EV trucks before the end of the year. That's not a lot of time left, is it? We only have a few days left. Anyway, welcome in to the truck edition of Auto World. With that said, folks, you're the star of the show. You always have been, you always will be. Join me, 855-660-4261. My email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please do head on over and take a look at the Facebook page. Address is my name, Mark Evans. Welcome you always over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. And, of course, the Instagram account is Auto World Media. Same as our website, autoworldmedia.com. So with that said, well, next year, a little bit of fun tidbit of news. Next year, you've heard it. Maybe not, but you're going to hear it right now. General Motors, the Sierra, the EV pickup is coming your way. Yes, the Sierra and the Silverado. Sierra's on the GMC side, Silverado's on the Chevrolet side, and they are spending some big money. Who isn't? I don't know. I don't know of any car company and truck company that's not spending money to get the EV, those two letters, rocking. Well, they're going to do it. They're going to give you the Sierra and also the Silverado EV pickup truck for next year. And let me say this, a little short story real quick. Back in 2000, 2000 was the year that I climbed into in San Diego area and climbing down in Torrey Pines and got to meet Tiger Wood back in the day. He was playing golf and all that. And anyway, we had some fun times with General Motors, and that was back in the year 2000. So what is that, 20... Do my math right, that's almost 22 years ago. Two years ago. Climbed into an EV all-electric Silverado extended cab Chevy truck. Was I scared? No. Did I scratch my head? Yes. I had more hair on my head at the time. But driving around the San Diego area and going up into the park area and driving it around for quite a few miles, folks, had no problems. It was just like driving a regular gas 5.3 gas engine V8 around in a Chevy truck, and we did some towing. We didn't do any massive towing, but it worked, and that was 22 years ago. So if we're all thinking maybe and scratching our head, oh, that hurts, thinking, is EV just new? Has it just started, like, in the last 2 years? I think not. Add 20 more years to the 2-2, to the 2, and you'll get 22 years. So, and it worked, but there's a lot of R&D involved here. My goodness, I just, 22 years ago, I climbed into a EV truck. So, today, here on Auto World, we're talking trucks. And let's start with the list. Oh, yeah. Then we're going to get to the email bag. Let's start at the bottom of the list. I'm going to share with you a segment of this list, the truck list, EV truck list for 2022. A segment of this each and every hour. And then I'm going to surprise you at the third hour with number 11, which will blow your wheels right off your truck. Number 10 on the 2022 EV truck list is the Fisker Alaska. What? Yes, the Fisker Alaska is what it's called. You know, the Fisker, they do have the Ocean SUV out, and they're selling them. They're doing quite all right. That's number 10. Let's go to number 9. This one you might not have ever heard of, the Atlas XT. It splashed down in 2019, actually. It has a towing capacity, folks, of 33,000 pounds. That's right. That's what they're stating, 33,000 pounds towing. It's got a 12-inch ground clearance. Now, we're all wondering the range of each and every one of these type of EV vehicles. Well, this Atlas XT supposedly is going to have a range of 500 miles. It starts, price-wise, at $45,000, and they're boasting that you can have a charge done in 15 minutes. That's number 9, Atlas XT. Let's go to number 8. You've heard about them, Lordstown Endurance. Yep, Lordstown Endurance. Now, they're having a little bit of a problem trying to kick this one off. It's lots of money invested and all that. But as I stated, we have a list, and this list has got, 10 in it, 10 just EV trucks. And so they're competing. Lordstown is competing with, 9 more of them. Well, excuse me, there's going to be 11. But, so there you go. Lordstown Endurance, supposedly their truck, they're boasting a range of 250 miles. That's right. That'd be it on that one. Horsepower, though, is 600. It has 4 motors. And the towing capacity of that, now this is true fact, 7,500. So the Lordstown Endurance has a towing capacity of 7,500, where the Atlas XT is saying 35,000 pounds. Okay. And the price starting on the Lordstown Endurance is $52,500. That's just the start of the list. The truck list, the EV 2022 truck list. Now, let's get engine, Eddie the engine emailer. Hand me the bag. The email bag, thank you. I'm digging in, I'm going deep. Oh, I'm falling into it. Oh, God, I fell into the bag. It's so big. We got a lot of emails to get to, so let's get to it. Okay, the first email right out of the Eddie the Engine emailer bag. He's leaving the studio. He says, you've embarrassed me because you fell into the bag. I know it. Sorry about that. Anyway, the first email here on the first hour of Auto World. Hi, Mark. Awesome show. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I learn something every week from you. Thank you again. Thank you. I have a small problem with my daughter's car, Subaru Outback. It showed overheating on the gauge last week when I was driving it to the store. I decided to run it over to the dealer to see what was wrong. Subaru dealer. They thought and... Let's see here. He says, they thought and they reported back to me saying it had two blown head gaskets. Mark, help! I can't believe I have two blown head gaskets. What and where do I go from here? Jeff and daughter in Salt Lake City, Utah, on KBJA, AM 1640. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate in Salt Lake City, and that is KBJA, AM 1640. Kristen's the general manager. Thank you, Kristen, for taking Auto World. Appreciate it. There's our shout-out horn for Kristen and all the folks here at KBJA listening. AM 1640, Ogden, Sandy, Provo, Salt Lake City, Utah. Good to be in the valley, folks. And Jeff and daughter, thanks for taking us down there. And by the way, Jeff, your daughter, you've got her a fantastic car for the Salt Lake area. The snow you've got on the ground there, not too far away from me where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho, live in the Auto World Plaza. And that, Jeff, truthfully, you're right. I'm ASE, Certified Master Technician. Automotive Service Excellence is what the AAC stands for. And I'm going with you, Jeff. No, you do not have two blown head gaskets. And how do you tell? First off, you stated you had a little overheating going on. Is that because the temperature gauge showed hot? I'm sure it did, yes. Now, if you take any kind of a car, Jeff, it doesn't matter if it's Subaru, whatever brand we're all driving, and you bury the temperature gauge, you know, the needle, all the way to the right, that's not a speedometer. See, if the speedometer goes all the way to the right, you're having fun. It's going fast. But, man, if you've got a temperature gauge buried to the right, woo-hoo, you are overheating. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio, helping Jeff and daughter in Salt Lake City and making sure they don't have a blown head gasket.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Shock's putting on that baby. Woo, she's shaking. Yeah, Monroe, yellow. Which one do I prefer? You got Gabriel's that are white. Well, Gabriel's are red and black, but you got the Gabriel brand, and you got the yellow Monroe brand, and then you got the KYB brand. Yes, you can buy Bosch shocks. So, ask me. Go ahead. What's my favorite? It depends on the application, folks. Do you have a truck? Oh, yeah. This is the truck edition of Auto World this week. All 3 hours is all about trucks. The ins, the outs. We're actually going to have the history of a truck on the second hour. And, oh, yeah, first of the first come in the third hour. Right now, you're with me on the first hour, and I do appreciate that. Thank you for taking your time to be with me riding shotgun right here. In Boise, Idaho, I am live. Yes, we're the elevation's 2730. A little snow on the ground. Why not? You have your winter tires on, snow tires on yet? Hopefully you do. Always a little Auto World tip again. Right here on Auto World, always look for the little on the side of the tire. Look to know that if you do have snow tires or slash they're called winter tires, look for the mountain. There's a little mountain outlay there with the snowflake inside the mountain picture, and that tells all of us that you have winter tires and you're going to be safe. Winter tires are always going to be best running at 45 degrees and colder. They will not break down, folks. All season tires are designed for 45 degrees and warmer. There's your Auto World tip to help you through the winter tire season. Let's get to that email. Let's go back to Salt Lake City. We've got Jeff and daughter. Jeff, dad here and the daughter, states Jeff's had an overheating problem. He took it to the Subaru dealer there in Salt Lake City. He's listening to us on KBJA, AM 1640. Good to be in the Salt Lake Valley right now, all of us. So if you've never been to Salt Lake, folks, they have got some great mountains that are wrapped around on the one side of Salt Lake City, and of course the Bonneville Salt Flats, the racing of all races.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got to get back to the overheating problem. Jeff, you got a thermostat bad, my friend. You have a thermostat bad. I'm thinking Subaru. Let's see. You've got here in your email that it's a Subaru Outback, and that's a couple years old because of, well, they still make the Outback, but I'm just thinking, you didn't give me the year. I'm thinking you probably never changed the thermostat, causing the temperature gauge to go all the way to the right, causing it to a little bit overheat. Hopefully your daughter did not drive that Subaru Outback with the temperature gauge buried to the right for a matter of, if any one of you do this, you're in trouble with me. That's right. If you've got a temperature gauge all the way to the right, and you keep driving it, and you drive it for 10 to 15 minutes, boom, boom, Gonzalez, woo, you blew out both head gaskets, or one. Jeff, you got an aluminum pancake engine. It lays down like a pancake. The pistons are going from left to right, laying down on their belly. And with that stated, here's how I want you to tell Jeff if your daughter's car has a blown head gasket. Have you pulled the oil dipstick out? Now, remember, I want the engine to be cold, Jeff. I want you to pull the oil dipstick out and look for some white goo on the oil dipstick. And if you do not have any white goo anywhere on the dipstick, wipe it off, stick it in there 2-3 times, and look for the white foam. That's water. That's antifreeze in the oil. And that'll tell you if you've got a blown head gasket on either side of that pancake engine. And also, too, Jeff, here's another way of doing it. It has to be cold. Take the radiator cap off. And again, the best way that all of us can tell is that take the cap off. Look, of course, turn the cap upside down, Jeff. See if you've got any white foam goo on that. And that tells you, you got a mixture of antifreeze oil together in the coolant also. Now, here's another little trick. On a Subaru, I want you to take the air cleaner lid off, Jeff, and these bypass hoses that are hooked to the valve covers that come up into the air cleaner canister, yeah, that is going to be a plastic canister more than likely if you've got a newer style of Subaru 2002 on up. 2001 or 2, I believe, all the way down is going to be a metal one. So that's the old Subarus. It doesn't matter. Just take the lid off, and then I want you to look in there for moisture in these tubes that you see coming into the air filter clean box. And also, too, if you take your finger and just stick your finger in there and wipe the tube there, Jeff, either side, and if you do have moisture on there, uh-oh, yep, you could have a blown head gasket. Now, the easiest and the best way to find out if you have two blown head gaskets or one, of course, Jeff, is to take a spark plug out, one out of each side and or all four of them, but keep track which hole they came out of. When you pull them out, you will see, yes, moisture, antifreeze, water, coolant on the spark plug. And, Jeff, that tells us that you get a blown head gasket on that side. But to have two blown head gaskets, your daughter would have had to drive that Subaru Outback on the NASCAR track for at least 25 minutes. I don't think she did that, did she? No. You don't have a NASCAR track down there in Salt Lake City, I don't believe. If you did, I would be down there living there. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we maybe need to talk to everybody in Salt Lake City and get you a NASCAR track. Anyway, so, Jeff, here's another way of doing it, and everybody else, too, of course. All these emails that I read, folks, are real true and, in fact, helps all of us. You might even have the same challenge or problem that Jeff and daughter has there in Salt Lake City with their Subaru Outback. So here's a way of Jeff telling if, and everyone else, this is a good way of telling if you've got a cracked aluminum head or a burnt valve or a bad valve seat. Take the radiator cap off. Make sure it is full of coolant of any sort, green, orange, red, even water. Doesn't matter as long as there's liquid in there, folks. Start it up, leave the heater off, start it up and let it run. As it's running, I want you to stand there and look at the top of that radiator where you took the cap off. And Jeff, I want you to look for bubbles. Yeah, remember your daughter, more than likely you bought her a bubble machine blower thing that we used to dip our little stick in my grandkids have them. We stick a little stick in there. It's got a little round circle, and a kid's blew bubbles, right? And the bubble would come out of there. Oh, yeah, that was fun, especially blowing it in dad's face, right? Not, even though they do that. Well, these bubbles, Jeff, you're going to see in the top of the radiator as your engine is running. Where's the bubbles coming from? I hate to say it, but you got a blown head gasket. No. You got a crack in the head, Jeff. See, the exhaust side has got a minute crack in the exhaust valve seat, causing the combustion of the exhaust that is supposed to be escaping out the back, out the tailpipe. It's going into the coolant chamber and going into the radiator top, causing bubbles. Now we got us a problem. That means, Jeff, you need a new head. You got to throw the head off, his head away. Which head is it again? Just take the spark plugs out and you can take a look and you'll be able to see where you're at with those bubbles. Again, Jeff, send me back an email if you would with an address. I got some great gifts for you that's in the old Lincoln Continental here. Oh, yeah, it's got some snow on it, but we got those seals fixed on that trunk lid. So your gifts, your detail gifts coming in and going out of that car, making sure that Subaru Outback. Okay, I'll throw in a little green Christmas tree and your daughter can hang it from the rearview mirror. Oh, she probably doesn't have one of those old things. Smells like pine. Yes, and this is the time of year we want pine smelling into where? Our car. Little trivia before the garage door goes down here on the first hour. Concerning what? Car heaters? Yep. 1926, car heaters that use the heat obtained from the engine's cooling system first appear in the United States, folks. That was back in 1926. Foot warmers, similar operated, were found on pre-1900 Daimler Chrysler cars back in Germany. Back in 1926. Boy, I know what that's like. My little 1916 Chevrolet, you didn't buy, you know, basic accessories for the automobile. You bought accessories for what? Your body. That's right. The goggles, the leather hat, the earmuffs, the scarves, the big leather coats. Why? There was no heater. That's right. Times have changed. In a big way. In a good way. We're coming back on the second hour, folks. I've got the list. The 2022 EV truck list. We're going from number 10 all the way up to number 1. You're going to get a little bit of segment of the list on the second hour. And also, the history of the truck coming to you on the second hour. Right here from the Auto World Plaza. In the Greasy Garage Studio, which in fact, Loudmouth Jay, the janitor here, he's kept the microphone nice and non-greasy. Oh, yeah. Everyone, I appreciate you joining me here on the first hour. I look forward to seeing you on the second hour. Don't worry, because the second hour and third hour is coming your way. Appreciate it. Third hour, we're going to have a word with Mark. You'll enjoy it. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe, everybody, and make sure that you do motor on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you've